So we are going to start from again in Memches Amzayin Amid Aleph. We had a statement. Thank you. We had a statement from Rav that held that even a milvah that was not spent is still considered not giving the woman anything, because a woman has a right to use it for whatever she wants. She has no restrictions on it. And since there are no restrictions, he's not giving her anything. Right? And we're trying to figure out, is that an accepted thing? Or is that a matter of machloikas? Or is it everybody against Rav? That's what we're interested now in. And again, everybody agrees at this point, there is going to be a mandamai that we mentioned yesterday, we're going to mention again today, that learns that any time a person is mekadesh a woman with a milvah, he means hanos mechilas milvah, which works. But everybody else, all the other tanoim, don't agree to that. They hold that a milvah is not giving her anything. However, the question becomes, if the milvah was not spent yet, does the owner have a restriction over it? And therefore, by releasing it, for getting its kedushin, giving her, he's releasing that restriction. That's what he's giving her, which is something that he's giving her. And therefore, it would be a kedushin. Rav rejected that. Rav said the creditor, the lender, has zero control over the money. He's not giving anything up when he tells her to use the loan. It's her loan already, it's her money, not giving her anything. That's what Rav said. Meisvei. We're going to start again from four lines in the bottom on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Meisvei. Ha'imer le'isha eskatshali b'pekadin she'esh l'bidecha. Tells the woman, I'd like to be mekadesh you with the item I gave you. Now, he didn't say the whole item, any part of the item. You should become mekadesh. She goes to look for the item and finds that the item is no longer there. If there's some of it left, she's mekadesh. Because as I explained, the Rishayim explained, he told her any part of the item. Because had he said, I'm being mekadesh with the whole item and half is missing, she didn't get what she was promised. However, he told her any part of the item, and part of the item is still around, so she's mukadeshes. In love, ain't a mukadeshes. If not, she's not mukadeshes. That's true by a pekudin, because a pekudin belongs to the owner, and he's now giving it to her. And that is the kedushin. There's something transferring ownership from husband to wife, from mekadesh to the mukadeshes.
So only if it's any part.
Yeah, that has to be that way. Because if he told her, I'm being mekadesh you with a golden, let's say he had 10 pounds of apples, with the 10 pounds of apples I entrusted, and she goes and she finds a half a pound, that's not what she agreed to.
When did she mekadesh you? From my friend? From when he gave it?
Yes, when he told her it belongs to her.
Oh, from when he said that, but not from when he gave it to her. He gave it to her a year ago.
Yeah, 100%. He gave it to her to watch. It's his.
When does that kedushin happen?
When he said, keep it. But he's giving her an item. Not removing a debt.
He gave it to her a year ago.
To hold.
But the maisa of giving.
Again, who owns that thing till he said something?
He does.
So therefore now he's giving it to her.
He didn't do an act of giving.
Doesn't have to have an act of giving. Okay. He gave her something. She's kainet with chatzar. I mean, she has to be kainet. And kedushin, she has to be kainet. She's kainet. Uba milva, ava bishloi nishtaya manashava putta mukadeshes. By a milva, even if it's all gone, she's mukadeshes. This tana holds, any milva means anos mechilas milva. There's no other pshat. Rashi, and Rashi says that. Afilu nishtaya mukadeshes by anos the machula gaba. That this tana holds, whenever you tell a woman you're mekadeshes with the debt, you don't mean the debt, you mean the hanor that I'm forgiving the debt. Which is what everybody wanted to tell you last week here. This is what this tana holds. Shimon Lazar, I'm Shimon Meir. Milva aroka pekudin. Milva is like pekudin. Meaning, if something is left that she didn't spend yet, then she's mekadeshes. If everything is spent already, then she's not mekadeshes. Now, it's still a loan. So what if something is left? It belongs to her. He's not giving her anything. According to Shimon ben Elazar, right? He's saying if there's some of the money left, then she becomes mekadeshes even though it was a loan. Why? Teretz is because there are restrictions on the loan. And by giving it to her, he's releasing those restrictions, so he's giving her something. The Tanakhama holds that every milva is a mechilas milva, so it doesn't make a difference if anything's around. The other one says, no, you're not mukadeshes with the money gone. That's a debt. You're not mukadeshes with a debt because you're not giving her anything. What you're mukadeshes with is the money still left that wasn't spent. But that works. But why? It's a milva. Must be. Not like Rav. Everybody holds that if you use a milva that the money was not spent, she's mukadeshes because there are restrictions, which is not like Rav. Meaning both of these tanoim agree that if you didn't spend the money, it is a good kedushin. Rav is an amira. How is he arguing? Now, we always have an ace up our sleeve if we're stuck. Rav tanu polik. Rav could argue. But we don't like to use that. It's not our first line of defense. This is not the way we like to answer Rav. We do when we have to, and there's no problem. But we don't like to use that. And for the Gemara.
Why can he argue?
For sure. He's one of the two Amaroim that the Gemara says on them, Tano Pollock.
Rav and?
Rav Chiyam. Amarava, the Tisbara. How do you understand this to begin with? Let's say you're right. So let's learn the Braisa. The Braisa said by Pekutin, if it's all gone, she's not Mukadeshus. That's what the Braisa said. Forget Milva. Let's go to Pekutin. He told her he's going to be Mekadesh over to Pekutin. The Braisa said if something is left, she's Mukadeshus. And I spoke out because he said any part of the Pekutin. And if nothing is left, she's not Mukadeshus. Now, does she owe him the money for this Pekutin or not? What is this case? She was his Shemeris. She was watching the Pekutin. There's nothing left. He told her, I'm being Mekadesh you with the Pekutin. The Pekutin's gone. What kind of Pekutin was this? Was she responsible to replace? So that's just a milva. That's exactly like a milva. She should not be mukadeshes. There's nothing left. I'm sorry? Why not?
Because she has no right to spend it. Not all its own.
Again, it's gone.
It's a debt.
It's a debt.
No, but it's once it's gone, it's a debt.
What?
Reason.
Meaning, Rashi will explain the question. If the Pekutin has nothing left, then this is a case of milva. The Braisa makes it sound there's a case of Pekutin, and there's a case of milva. It's not true. If there's nothing left, Pekutin is milva. So the Braisa should not have split it into two cases.
But it's not the same. There is
something. Let me explain it better. Let's go according to the Tanakhama, the first Tana, who said by Milva she's Mukadeshus, even if there's nothing left. How about by Pekutin if there's nothing left? The first Tana.
No, she was not.
Why? If she owes him the money, it's a debt. It's no different than a Milva. And by Milva it works because it's automatically, I know it's Mechilas Milva, so this should be Mukadeshus. If she's responsible to repay the Pekutin, then this is a debt. And by a debt, the Tanakhama says it works. So why by Pekutin doesn't it work? And if she didn't accept responsibility, so she doesn't owe him any money, so why does the Brides have to go from Pekutin to Milva? Why can't the Braisa stick to Pekutin and say, if with responsibility she is Mukadeshus, without responsibility she's not? Why did the Braisa have to go from Pekutin to Milva? They could have stuck to Pekutin and told us the same halacha.
Because clearly she is.
Let's read it inside. Frank the Gemara Hypercard Nechidami. Either Kibbal Aleach Rias, so Hanu Milva. Either Loi Kibbal Aleach Rias, Adatani Sefer Bemilva Bishlin Ishtai Menashavar Putim Kudeshes. Why did the brides have to go from Bekudin to Milva? Niflik Venis Nibidida. The man drawing my morning so Kibbal Aleach Rias. I have a Kibbal Aleach Rias. I forgot the Ishtai Shavar Putim Kudeshes. Could have said, if she owes him the money, the debt is automatically on Os Mechilas Milva. Why did the brides have to go to Pekudin? To Milva, I mean. It could have stuck to Pekudin and differentiated between the two types of Pekudin. So obviously, this brides is problematic. Whenever you have a brides that is problematic, it gives you a right to correct the brides. This is a rule in Gemara. Mishnas, you don't touch, rarely touch. Brises are handed down. Some are correct, and some have been misquoted. Now, we don't misprove a brise because we feel like it. But if you can prove that the brise has a problem, obviously, we're missing something. Because no matter which way you want to learn, this brise has a problem. Whether you agree to Rav or don't agree to Rav, this brise is problematic. Why did the brisa switch from Pekudin to Milva? It could have stuck to Pekudin and told us that I Pekudin, that there's nothing left, but she's responsible, Mekudeshes. Because it's not Noas Mechilas Milva. By switching, the brisa obviously saying, what works by Milva doesn't work by Pekudin. So we have to rewrite this brisa. Once we rewrite the brisa, we can answer Rav. Ella Tritzachi. This is what the Brice is saying. The Tanakhama is saying, no, that by Milva, even if there's money left, he's not giving her anything because there are no restrictions on Milva, like Rav. So at least at this point, Rav is not Shver because the Tanakhama is on his side. Because we're changing the Girsa. Because of the difficulty of learning the Brisa, if you leave the Brisa as is, we are faced with a difficulty. Why is Pekudin, why did we have to switch to Milva? We could have stuck to Pekudin. Obviously, we could not have stuck to Pekudin. We had to switch to Milva. Because we're trying to say we changed the Girsa. That by Milva saying the Mukadeshas, you're not giving her anything. There are no two types here now. Even with Achrayas, she's not Mukadeshes. Because it's a debt, and debts don't work. So your question on Rav was based on the Girsa we have, but we're disproving that Girsa. So now, at worst, Rav has a Tana that supports him. Again, let me try to point out what the Gemara is trying to do. You're not allowed to just switch Bryce's words for no reason. But when the Bryson makes no sense, it obviously has to be rewritten. The Bryson said Pekudin and then said Milva. It didn't have to go to Milva. It could have stuck to Pekudin and said if there's Achrayas, she's Mekudeshes because it's an automatic Hanos Mechilas Milva. Bryson didn't say that. Why not? Must be that we have the wrong brisa. That the brisa does not hold that Milva is an automatic Hanos Mechilas Milva. That's what you have to say. So we have to change the gears to the brisa. Once you change the gears to the brisa, Rav is not fair. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Harekin Pekladin, the top, in Eloy Nishtair life. But everybody says if the money is here, it's Mekudeshes. But tis b'metaretzdihi, the kadosh b'milva b'shul nishtai Mekudeshes, is the girsa that we have, that by a loan it's an automatic mechilas milva. Does that work? Either kibbal aleich raish and yigon of tesham men uloi, did she accept responsibility that if it gets stolen, she'll pay him? I know milva. Kibush and Nignab and Eschaibabai, him to move that slow. It's a low. The Kibin, the Tana, the move, Abishna, the Stein, Mukadoshes, since this Tana says a debt is good enough to be Makadosher, even if nothing's around, Pekad Namishna, the Stein, the Skadish Bay. So why does the Brisa say, by Pekadin, if there's nothing left, she's not Mukadoshes? Elo the Loy Kibla, the Echrayas. The Chiyignev Loy Echaiba Bay. When it gets stolen, she's not responsible. Avo Kibla, the Echrayas, Mukadoshes. But if she did accept Achrayas, she would be Mukadoshes with the loan. So the Tani Bemilva, so why did we have to switch Bemilva? Niflag Bepikotin. Goofy, stick to Pikotin. The Yash Pikotin, Shapidlul, and Ishtar Menukum, Mukadeshes. There's this Pikotin that even if it's all gone, but since she owes the debt, it's Mukadeshes. Hello, Korcha, but the Kibla Le Achrayas Tani. Talking about she is responsible. Dimloy Nishtar, Eden Mukadeshes, the Milvahi. By Makadesh Bemilva, Eden Mukadeshes. V'chinishtayir mukadeshes by Yishir. But by Pekadon, if something is left, she's mukadeshes. V'gabanuva tritzachi, ava b'chinishtayir ain't mukadeshes. The Tarakama holds, she's not mukadeshes, shumdo haitzadina. So we change the girsa, that the Tarakama is not saying any milva works. The Tarakama is saying any milva doesn't work, because he has no control over it. He's not giving her anything. And Rav Shimon ben Elazar is saying, if there's money left, it does work. That's what Shimon ben Elazar says. There's money left, it does work. That's the Machloikas, the Tanakama, and Shimon ben Elazar. But Rav at least has the Tanakama on his side, because we're changing the Girsa now, that by Bilbet ain't the Mukudeshes, period, ever, even if there's something left.
We're changing Shimon ben Elazar's Taich and Irehi to Kuvetim?
We're going to do that in a moment, but at this point we did not change it.
So,
again, this Gemara is now assuming, like I said last week, that when a guy says I'm a kaddish with a loan, he does not mean hanaz mechilas mova. We thought the Tanakhama was saying that, but at the end of the day, we're saying that that's not true. Mova does not mean hanaz mechilas mova. It means the loan. He's not giving her anything. It's her money. Well, that's Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Tanakhama is saying no. Tanakhama is saying it makes no difference. All the time, Eidim Mukadeshes. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says Milva's the same as Pekut.
So, so we're amending the Tanakhama. He's talking about two cases, a Pekut and a Milva. Right? I mean, a Pekut.
That's there.
Converting. No, well. He doesn't really say that a milva there at all.
Oh, no? You're right.
Milva for Kishla and Shtayr.
Of course he talks about milva. That was the problem.
Why the FFC? So he's telling us, so how does it read now?
The milva for Kishla and Shtayr and Menoshav and Puta ain't the Mukadeshes. Well, we're going to say now for Kishla and Shtayr, Shavar Puta. We're going to change that word too. The milva avabish in ishtayir shavar bruta ainim mukadeshes. We're taking out shalai, and we're making it ainim mukadeshes instead of mukadeshes. Two changes to that line. What the Gemara is going to do now, it's trying to show you that we can understand the time. Okay, so let's take what we have. According to the way we finally got to the end, the Tanakhama is saying a loan is not Mukadeshes, whether it's still here or whether it's gone. Whether it's gone or whether it's still here. Like Rav. It says, Mova lights on. There are no restrictions. And therefore, you're not giving her anything. It's her money. it's her money. And therefore, you're not giving her anything. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Shimon Elazar says, the money is here, she's Mukadeshes. The simple way of understanding of Shimon Elazar to say that he doesn't agree to Rav. He holds that a loan has restrictions. And therefore, the money that's here is still restricted. The Gemara will now offer two different pshatim in Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar that even he can agree to Rav. That even he can hold that even if the money is here, it's her money, it's not restricted, and therefore he's not giving her anything. Again, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, by the loan, if it's left, it is Mukadeshus. That sounds not like Rav. That sounds that there are restrictions on the money. The Gemara is now going to offer two pshatim, similar but yet different, that Rav Shimon Elazar also agrees to Rav. There are no restrictions on the money. So why is she Mukadeshus? So we get involved in the following thing. I lend Baruch Hashem money. I lend him $1,000. At what point can I come back and say, give me back the $1,000? At what point is it that now I have to wait to collect it to whatever time we made up? I lent him $1,000. I said, you'll pay me back in 30 days. I decided 5 minutes after I left him, I lent it to him. I want it back.
Too late. No backseat.
The money's there.
No backseat.
The money's there.
30 days.
The money's there. How about I lent him the money, I lent somebody the money, and an itness happened that the money is gone. Is the borrower responsible? At what point does the borrower become responsible for the cash? So you're saying that even though the money is here, the owner has zero control over that money. I'm not talking about the restrictions of how he spent it. He can't take it back, and the chiyuv einsim is on the borrower. Shimon Elazar disagrees with you. That's what the Tanna Kamma holds. Shimon Elazar says that till he starts spending the money, till he spends the first dollar, it's my money. He's not responsible for Einstein, and I can still change my mind. The minute he spends his first dollar, that's when I can't change my mind, and he's responsible for the Einstein. That means Shimon Elazar holds that when I lend the guy $1,000, it's still my $1,000 totally. I can come back and say I want it back. The minute he spent a dollar, that's when it became his for two things. Number one, I can't change my mind anymore. Number two, he becomes responsible for anything that happens to it.
It's pretty arbitrary. Why? Why wouldn't you spend it? It's a lot left. What changed?
Because spending it is what, I'll use the word, concretizes the loan. Till he spends it, he's holding my money. The minute he spends it, he's not holding my money anymore. And therefore, it has nothing to do with Rob. Because Rob is talking about, does the loan have restrictions? Whether he spent half of it or three-quarters of it, does the money he borrowed still have restrictions? We're saying now everybody agrees to Rob. There's no restrictions on the money. But Rav Shimon Elazar holds, it's not his money till he spent the dollar. And he didn't spend anything yet, therefore she's Mukadeshus. It's his money that he's giving her. Read it inside. Zakti Gemara b'Maikam Ifli. One of the Tanna Kamma and Rav Shimon ben Elazar arguing. I'm a rabba. Ashkechasinu rabbanan b'bei rav. I found rabbanan in the Beis Medrash. The Yasi v'Kamri, they were sitting and saying, b'milver b'shuzbaylam l'chazara v'hu adin l'ainzim k'miflegi. They're arguing whether the owner can change his mind and who's responsible if something happens to the money. The ma'atzavar melver b'shuzlai v'kaimi. As soon as you gave him the money, like Dr. Harris said, you lend the guy $100, it's his $100. You can't change your mind anymore. Well, then Leinson, the same thing, he's responsible. If anything happens to that $100, he can't claim and say, I never used it, I never borrowed it. Yes, you did borrow it the minute you took it. You're responsible. Well, my cyber mill would just buy them, Kaima. Till he spends the very first dollar, it's my money, not his money, and I can still take it back. Well, then, Leinson. And I'm not the borrower is not responsible for nidus. He didn't take it yet. Not his yet. Till he spends that first dollar, he has no responsibility on the money. Finds him. That's how the Rabbanan and the Beis Medrash understood Rav Shimon ben Elazar. That means, once he spends the first dollar, it's the borrower's money. No restrictions, like Rav. She can spend it on groceries. She can spend it on lottery tickets. But before she spent the first dollar, it's his money.
Even Rav would agree?
Rav doesn't talk about it. Either he does or doesn't, depending whether he holds like the Tanakhama or Shimon ben Elazar. It has nothing to do with Rav's halacha.
He says mobile haitzan it, no.
That means that she has a right to spend it for whatever she wants, and there's no restriction. Which means, even if she spent half of it already, you still, according to if you don't hold like Rav, there's still restrictions on the other half. It's a separate issue. Does a loan have restrictions is one issue, and when does the loan become a loan is the second issue.
We said that, you said yesterday that according to Rav, she could buy lottery tickets. She doesn't have to use something concrete.
How about she didn't buy it yet? How about she hasn't spent a penny yet? Is that a loan yet?
So it means it's not called a milv until she starts spending.
Correct. Which means he can take the money back, which means the guy who borrowed it is not responsible for Einzim.
This has nothing to do with milv leitzanit.
Exactly. This has nothing to do with the restrictions on a loan. This is when does a loan become a loan? Does a loan become a loan when you borrow it? Does a loan become a loan when you use it? Not the whole thing. $1.
So when it says, I lent you this money on April 1st, it depends upon this money. You can't put a date there. You have to wait until the person...
Interesting point. But there's no such halacha. That's an interesting question you have. Why would you be able, why isn't it considered mukdam? Because he didn't use it yet. Terry says he had a right to use it. He could have used it right away. He didn't, but he could have gone right away to the store and used it.
And the
minute he got it, he could have gone and got it, spent it. The 30 days started from the minute he got it.
Even according to this
Mandiyama? He has a right to go to the store to get it. He didn't do it yet, but he has a right.
Why is he not hiding Einstein?
Because it's not, he didn't accept responsibility until he uses it. That's what they said. And Rob is going to argue on that. But that's what the Rabbanan and the Beis Medrash said. That since he didn't use it yet, it didn't become a real loan yet. And therefore he's not responsible.
It wasn't in the Baal Ma'aseh's Rishus to watch it.
True. If he's a Pesheya, he would have to pay the labor. But we're talking about Einstein.
I mean, it's in the
Lovez Rishus, right? 100%. So he's a shomer till he spends the first dollar.
The shomer?
Meaning he has that luck of a shomer. Not responsible for Einzim. Rashi. The Micah Mifligi. Even though he taught Nitna Pligi. If you're going to tell me Rosh Hashanah Lezer holds that there are restrictions... That means Rav picks sides in the machlokes tanoim. It's not terrible, but we'd rather not. I should listen to the Rabbanan lebei Rav, but Tzasi haTamidim bebeis haMedrash. Zok Rashi, a very important Rashi in Shas. The Cholhecha deMayri bebei Rav, Lav Rav Mamashu. When it says the word bebei Rav, it doesn't mean Rav. Elo bebeis Medrashu. Whatever it says Bei Rav, it means in the Beis Medrash. Some people translate Bei Rav at Rav's house, or Rav's Beis Medrash. No. Bei Rav means at a Beis Medrash. The Karmi, La'ilam le'tzadit, she can spend it on lottery tickets. Divrei HaKoyel. V'msholach bayad, if she used it, la'itzim menashavah pruta, hari hechzik b'hem, v'ein abayim yichayim lakzor. The minute she spends a dollar, penny, Pruta, can't change his mind. I believe move Vayne Mukadeshus. But Philo Ruba Ben, even if most of it's still around. But Hakabishlahitzi Amenu Klum, she did not spend anything. He holds move as she kula ben a move that's all here, which was by them he lechazara. The owner has a right to change his mind. In ba mal velachzabai, the lender wants to change his mind to letovin to take it back. Chazer, he can chash the hudi avinale. He's giving it to her by saying you can keep the loan. He's giving her his money. He can what in loins some time and I mean but you say. The misansi patra leiva. If a itis happens, the leiva is patra. So Rabba found Rabbanon de Beis Medrash, and they said Reb Shimon ben Elazar holds that a loan becomes a loan when he uses the first penny, first pruta. Dr. Rabba said, "Vamina lehu," and I answered them, "No." He said like this: Einzim is different than changing the mind, because even if you borrow my hammer, you're chayav in einzim. So even if you want to say that it's not your money yet, but you borrowed it, no different than borrowing my hammer, you're chayav in einzim. Vaminu lo einzim kula alma by pleading the rishus leivakaymi. No, when it comes to the responsibility for einzim, the borrower is responsible. My time is likara mishayla. It's not different than borrowing an item. When you borrow an item, you become responsible for einzim. Whereas, so when you borrow money, you're responsible for einzim, even if you didn't use it yet. Right? Ma shayla dodra ve'ena chayav einzim. Shayla, which is given back as is, you're going to give me back my hammer, and you're chayav in einzim. Milva like Oshkin. By Milva, you might use it, and it won't be mine anymore. For sure, you're chayav in einzim. And lahacha, Milva, which is Bailam, Chazar, Ikibinayu. The only argument is whether the guy can take it back. Whose money is it? The responsibility of einzim has nothing to do with that. The Rabbanon de Beis Medrash said, if the guy can change his mind and take it back, that means it's his money, and the borrower has no responsibility for einzim. Rabbi said, that's not true. He can take it back. It's his money, but the other guy's watching it, and it's no different than borrowing a hammer that he's chayav in einzim. So the machloek is now between Rabbi and the Rabbanon de Beis Medrash is how much does it belong to the lender? It's his money. But who's responsible for einzim? Rabbanon said, if it's your money and you can change your mind, he's not chayav einzim. And Rabbi said, when he borrows my hammer, he's chayav einzim. So why, if he borrows my money, should he not be chayav einzim? If anything, borrowing my money is taking it further away from me than taking my hammer, which I'm going to get back.
When you say that it was left
with
the borrower as
Bichoron
until he used it,
that'd be one time? That's Reb Shimon ben Elazar's shot. That until the borrower spends any part of it, it's still the lender's money. Well, that the borrower holds it.
At that point, he's only a shomer.
That's what Reb Shimon. Tanakama disagrees. But it's a big avkamina. Somebody lends me $100, and 2 minutes later he says, I want it back. Can I say to him, I'm sorry, you gave it to me already, I have 30 days to pay you. Or he can take it back. The money is still intact. I didn't spend a penny.
Shayla could do the same thing.
What?
I borrow your hammer, I can take it back right away. Same, I guess, same concept.
Well, the Gemara is bringing a raya from Shayel that he's responsible by einzim.
When does she stop? When does she stop being a Shayel? When she uses the dollar shel payad, she stops becoming a Shayel.
When he uses the first dollar, then the money becomes totally hers. So she's not borrowing it anymore as an item. She now has a debt.
I was hoping to say that when she buys lottery tickets, she can see Mesa Machas.
Let me try to explain. You can be obligated two different ways. One is to watch somebody else's item, and one is to owe a guy for his item. He gave me money, I spent it, I owe him money for his money. He gave me a hammer, I owe him his hammer. It's not to replace his hammer, to give him back the hammer. It's a big difference. I don't give him back the very cash he gave me. I give him back different cash pay him back for what I took.
By Shemar's kingdom, if he it gets destroyed, we say it's a milva. There we say, use that Lashon milva.
Only if he's responsible, only if he was negligent.
Right.
It turns into a debt because it's no longer here.
So if the Shoyal borrows it, it gets lost.
So now he owes him the money. Now it's a milva. As long as the hammer is here, it belongs to the owner. Yes.
I lend Mr. Schwartz $10. They put it in his wallet. He has already $10. He goes to buy some groceries. I don't know if my dollar or his dollar.
That would be a great question. Meaning, I don't know what that luck would be. You're claiming that he used his own $10. Your $10 is still intact. He's claiming he used your $10 bill. I have no idea how that would be.
One.
I said, again, I don't know. Be a good question. Meaning, I think, I'm guessing, you would have to prove that your money is still intact. That he never touched your money.
Write the serial numbers down.
Write the serial
numbers down. Why? You don't care. No. So the $10, you still have the money. It's still there.
Okay. That's not your $10. What we're saying now is, if Shimon Alonzo says, and I lend you money, it's still not your money. It's my money. Those bills are mine. You have a right to use them, and once you use them, they're yours. But once you use the first one, until you spend a penny, you're watching my $10 bill. The Rabbanon is saying, no. You lend a guy money, you lend him money. It's his money. You're asking me, it's by Kedushin. You gave the woman a $10 loan. Then you said, I want to be Mekadesh with that $10. It's still intact. But you're giving her something of yours, or did you give it to her already, and therefore you're not giving her anything new?
Rabba arguing on...
According to Shimon Elazar, you're giving her $10 now because it was your $10 bill. Yes. What's your question?
See, he's arguing with Shimon Elazar to Rabba when he says this.
No, he's not. He's explaining of Shimon Elazar.
But he says the words, Harehi Kekadon. Shimon Elazar from Shem Rameir says, Harehi Milva Harehi Kekadon.
If you didn't use it at all. If you never use the loan, it's a pekadon.
So who's... And he can collect it any time? He can take it back?
As long as he didn't spend the penny. Now, what I thought you were going to ask me is that it's difficult in the words. Because the words say... Well, that's all he said, milvai ki pekadon. He didn't say part, all. He just said the words milvai ki pekadon. So we're translating that to mean, till it's used, it's a pekadon. Till it's used, it's a pekadon.
That's not even a milva, that's basically what he's saying.
He's saying, till it's used.
Milva, once it's used, it's very...
No, milva before it's used is a pekadon.
It's a pekadon until it's used.
That's how Rav is explaining it. Now, there's a machlokes, him and the Talmidim, how much is it yours? Is it only yours for the right to change your mind? Or does it also mean that the borrower is not responsible behind it? Now, this isn't Rav Shimon ben Elazar, but the Tanakhama says, once you gave the guy the money, it's his money. It's not like a pekadon. It's his. So there's a machlokes, Tanakhama and Rav Shimon ben Elazar, when does a loan become a loan?
As soon as it changes hands,
which is the way we assumed before we got here today.
Right.
And Rav Shimon Elazar is when she spends the first nickel. I use coins that should say pruta because I have no idea how much a pruta is today. The inflation, you have no idea how much a pruta is today.
Rav says right away.
Rav doesn't talk about this. Rav is saying a different halacha completely. Rav is saying that even if she spent money, what's left, he has restrictions over. It's a totally meaning Tanakama and Rishon Ben Elazar.
On the Masonry, Bryce.
What we're saying now is Rav is not talking about the same subject matter as that they're talking about. They're talking about when a loan turns into a loan, and Rav is saying loans have restrictions, don't have restrictions, as opposed to people who want to say loans have restrictions. Not a Gemara has a problem. Rav Huna told us a halacha. Rav Huna told us that when I lend a guy my hammer, right, I'll take it back. The owner can change his mind. I lent the guy a hammer for 30 days. I come back, I say I want it back. So Rav Huna says, if he used it, I can't take it back. If he didn't use it, I could take it back. That sounds like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. But the Tanakhama had said that it's his right away. Is Rav Huna picking sides in the Tanoim? Rav Huna says it by borrowing an item. You borrow a hammer, the guy can change his mind till you use it. You borrowed it for 30 days. He decided to change his mind. Can he change his mind? Rav Huna says if you haven't used it yet, he can change his mind. Does that depend on this Machlokes Tanoim by a loan? We just had a Machlokes Tanoim when it turns into a loan. Frak the Gemara. Velohad Amar Rav Huna Ashayo Kud de Mechaveiroi. Somebody borrows a hammer. Bika by Kana. If he chopped with it, it's kind of. Why Bika by Loikana? Lame Ketanoi Amar Lishmaitse? Is he picking sides like Rav Shimon ben Elazar? Zok the Gemara Loik. No. Because Atkan Loi Pligi El Bemovut Lehad Rabbeina. Even the Tanakama who said a loan is a loan the minute you handed it over is because you're not expecting to get the same money back. I will be Shaila the Hadra Bainay. Divri Akal Bikabai in Loi Bikabaloi. There's a difference. My hammer is my hammer. I'm expecting to get this hammer back. So till you use it, I can say it's still my hammer. I want it back. Once you use it, it goes, I promised you 30 days of use. You can keep it. The money, the minute I hand it, you're not going to give me back that same dollars. That's not what it's made for. So the Tanakhama says it's a loan immediately. There's a difference between the hammer that you own and money that the minute you transferred it, you don't expect it back anymore. Zok Rashi. Hashayo kurdim la'asari yamin. Rashi has 10 days instead of 30 days. Bika boy have a chazaka li'shtamish by yimei shalosai. He has it right now to use it for the duration of his borrowing time. Ve'ina mashu yochel la'akzubai. And the owner can't change his mind. Le'mi getanoi. Amr del Rameyer, who's the Tanakhama. In Bika by Kana, Lai Bika by Lai Kana. Sorry, Rameir is from Shimon Elazar, said the name of Rameir, I think.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So he's the one that says it depends if you use it. Tanakama, I feel Lai Bika by Nami. And according to the Tanakama, if you didn't use it, the Movein which was by Mechazara doesn't belong to the owner. So the Gemara now, the Lai Hajabaina, Hilkachivan, the Rishra, Lai Velikachim Schaira, since he's allowed to go out and buy something, but Yad Havi Lai Beshusei. So it's his. He wasn't expecting this money back. I expect the hammer back. Therefore, I have a bigger ownership in it than in the money. And therefore, the Tanakhama would agree that by borrowing, you're allowed to change your mind till he actually uses it. So if you want to borrow a hammer, use it immediately. That'll lock it in. If not, he can change his mind. But by the way, it's telling me a chiddush here that we would say, at least I would say, I lend you a hammer for 10 days, and I come back 2 days later and I say, can I have my hammer back? You can say no. It's my hammer. I did you a favor. I lent it to you. I'm not charging you. I gave you a hammer to use. I need it back. The guy can say, I'm sorry, I borrowed it for 10 days. You have no right to ask it back. You told me I can keep it for 10 days. My feeble mind would have said no. It's your hammer. The guy wants his hammer back.
Well, did he chop with it yet?
Yeah.
Well, he did chop it.
But I would have said, that shows me I don't think like the Gemara. I would have said, you borrow an item. The guy did you a favor. He's not renting it to you. He borrowed it. He lent it to you. Did you a favor. He lent you his hammer. You need it back. You thought you had another hammer, it got lost. You need this hammer, you have to build your sukkah. But he borrowed it for 10 days. He can say, I'm sorry, I'm not giving it back. I mean, I don't know what it does to their relationship. I'm not giving it back to you. You told me I could have it for 10 days.
This doesn't go into the pasuk of Chazav where he's taking back his word?
So he needs it. It's his item. I know I gave it to you for 10 days, but I need it back. What would you have said? I don't know, but I know what I would have said. I said, it's hammer. Give him back his hammer. He needs it.
In the middle of the job, he's got the drywall ready to go up, and he said, give me my hammer back.
Lemaitre, it's his hammer, right? I want to borrow somebody's pickup truck. He gets a job now. He needs his pickup truck. He lent it to me for 2 days. He comes to me and says, I need my pickup truck. I'm sorry, you lent it to me for 2 days. Again, the Gemara says you're that way. I'm wrong. But I think to me it was a big chiddush in the Gemara. That when you borrow something for 10 days, the guy can't ask it back before 10 days. So the smart way of doing things is, I'm lending it to you, but if I need it back, I want it back.
It's the telling of his words.
Exactly. This is the guy that borrowed something for 10 days. He wants to keep it for 10 days. As you said, he's putting his drywall up. He needs the hammer. The guy's saying, it's my hammer. What do you want? I need it. Again, without the Gemara, I said, in my feeble mind, I would have said, not like the Torah. I would have said, it's his hammer. And the Torah is telling me, Yitzchak Margaret, you're wrong. It becomes the borrower's hammer for 10 days, and there's nothing you can do about it.
You screws for drywall anyway. Bad example.
What?
So drywall is a bad example. Use a screwdriver for that.
That shows you how much I know about buildings, because I don't know the difference. Why can't you use nails?
You could, the old fashioned way. Nails. Yeah. Nails pop out. Screws go down.
Oh, yeah. Shows me how many drywalls I put up. I remember people banging nails into drywalls. I remember. Anyway, that's what it is. Don't think about it. Okay, so now we're back. We're going back to Rav. Kadesh Vemilva Ein Mukadeshes. Rav holds Milva has no restriction. Has nothing to do with her ship, whether he used, she used a penny. It's her money. Does he have a right to restrict her what she uses? Rav said, no, he does not. She can buy lottery tickets. And therefore, he's not giving her anything. Unless he says, Hanos Mechilas Milva. That's what we said. That's what Rav's halacha is. We tried to prove Rav wrong. We got out of it. So we never found anybody disagrees with Rav. But Rav, this is Rav's halacha. We want to now show that not everybody agrees to Rav. Name it Tanoi. Let us say that Rav is a Machloikus Tanoi. Where is this Machloikus Tanoi? So this is going to be a long brisa. Well, I shouldn't say that. It's going to be a short brisa, but the Gemara is going to make it into a long brisa. Hiskachili Mishtar Chayv. A guy says to a lady, I want to marry you with a shtar chayv. Now, we don't know who's what this shtar chayv is about. He has a shtar. We don't know if it's a shtar that she owes him money. We don't know if it's a shtar that somebody else owes him money. We don't know. But all we know is he walked over to her and said, I'd like to marry you with this shtar. Right? Shtar chayv. With a debt. This is a shtar of a debt. I'm giving it to you for kedusha. I shahay lay milva b'yad acherim. Or, we don't know. We don't know. We have no idea. Unexplained who owns it. We will continue this tomorrow. Everybody should have a wonderful day.